Best System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, the stillness of pine-scented mountain air is shattered by the bark of long rifles as we take up our imaginary feud of the Hatfields and the McCoys, a bit of Americana which, legend tells us, took place way back in the 19th century when America still suffered from growing pains. With us tonight is lovely Dinah Shore, as the belle of the mountains, Dinah Lee McCoy. And the feuding Hatfields and McCoys will be portrayed by
Rudy Valley as Rudolph Hatfield, while Walt McCoy will be played by that scintillating star of the screen, that sage of the stage, that rage of radio,
Walter O'Keefe.
Thank you, Rudy. I really don't deserve such a buildup. Now, Rudy, look, tell me this. What kind of person is this McCoy that I'm going to play tonight?
He's a grizzled, unshaven, unkempt old hillbilly.
And that's the part you're giving me. Me, O'Keefe the suave. O'Keefe the sophisticated, the soigneur. I like that. O'Keefe the debonair.
You don't want the part?
Well, I'm also O'Keefe the unemployed.
Then you'll play it.
Of course I will. The show must go on. How can I disappoint these people here? Look at those faithful, expectant, hopeful faces out there, praying for me to make good. My butcher, my landlord, my bookie.
I knew I could count on you, Walter. Whenever things are tough, whenever troubles pile up, you know where I look for comfort.
Yes, in your wallet. He's got the only wallet in America with a time lock on it.
Now, wait a minute. Here's my wallet. Do you see any time lock on it?
No, I don't.
I'll even open it for you, if I can find the key.
Rudy. Rudy, you're going to open the wallet? Wait, don't do it yet.
Why not?
I want to call in the newsreel.
Listen, Walter. Must you pull those cheap egg jokes at my expense?
Was here.
This myth about my being stingy. How many people do you think believe it?
I'll answer that when the new census is published.
To think, O'Keefe, that it was I who found you in the Bowery, bathed you, put you on radio. Or did I bathe you?
Now look here, Valley. Look.
Gentlemen, y'all shouldn't get into arguments like this.
Don't mind us, Dinah. We're just warming up to play the Hatfields and the McCoys.
But I live down in that part of the country, and we mountain folks don't fight that way.
Well, I know, Dinah. Today, down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, everything is serene and peaceful. And neighbor lives graciously with neighbor. But many years ago, legend has it at least, the Hatfields and the McCoys were a-feudin'. Hatreds flared, and strife and violence cast their shadows over the tranquil beauty of the southern hills. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, for she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains in blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
Oh, June, oh, June, like the mountains I know, like the whispering pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
Rudolph?
What is it, Ma?
You know, you sing real pretty, son. You remind me of your pappy, Basil Hatfield.
Did pappy sing like me?
Just like you. They called him Nasal Basil, the old dark lark.
Ma, where's my shoes?
Shoes? Rudolph, see, you got a date.
Yes, Ma, with Dinah McCoy.
A McCoy? But Rudolph, old man McCoy will shoot you on sight.
I don't care, Ma. I love Dinah, and I'm going to marry up with her.
Are you sure you want to marry up with this Dinah?
Dinah? Sure.
Think it over, son. You know Dinah's an old maid. Why, she'll never see 14 again.
Yeah, I know, Ma, but I like the matronly type. Ma loves Dinah.
I knowed you was in love, son. I knowed the minute I see you taking a bath.
But, Ma, I've taken a bath before.
Yeah, but never in a month that didn't have no R in it. Ah, me, this is bad. You messing around with Walter McCoy's daughter just now when you're running against him for sheriff. Son, don't never forget it was a McCoy that killed your pappy one day while Pappy was a-riding to town on a mule.
Killed my pappy?
Yep. With one bullet, he killed your pappy and the mule, too.
Why, that's awful, Ma.
Yeah. Best mule we ever had, too.
Then my course is clear, Ma. I can see I'm going to have to shoot that Walt McCoy.
Yeah, shoot him, son. But be sure you get him where he's got a smile on his face.
Why?
That way he'll look better in our trophy room.
Ma, stop talking so much. I'm late. Have you got them party pants patched up for me?
Yeah, here they are, son. You know, them are the same pants your pappy wore when he come a-courting me.
Gee, Ma, them pants sure look funny on me. Pappy that bow-legged?
Yeah, son, your pappy was the bow-legged. We used to hang him over the door for good luck. Well, son, here's the pants. I got them fixed up with a nice black patch.
Ma, why didn't you put in a white patch?
Why, son, I didn't know you was going formal.
Give them to me, Ma. Late for my date with Dinah. I've got to hurry over to the McCoy house.
Well, then I'd better go up to the family burying grounds and pick out the nicest plot we got.
Where, Ma? Next to Pappy?
Nope, next to the mule.
So long, Ma.
So long, son.
Hey, Dinah.
What is it, Pappy?
Where's your Ma?
Well, don't you remember? Last month, Ma fell in the well.
Oh, yeah. Still down there, eh? Say, how tall is Ma?
5'2".
Mm-hmm. How deep's the water in that thar well?
6 foot.
Darn fool woman is going to catch herself a bad case of rheumatism.
Yep. She might even drown.
Yeah, she might at that. Well, what's for breakfast?
Got you a nice big bowl of oatmeal. Here you are, Pappy. Dig in.
Thanks, daughter.
Oh, now where's your manners? You know, it ain't right for you to eat your oatmeal with your bare hands.
You're right, daughter. Bring me my gloves.
Pappy?
Yeah?
Looks like our neighbors, the Tollivers, done a right smart bit of work on their new house.
Yeah, I noticed that. Say, what's that there, that strange-looking newfangled contraption they're putting on top of the house?
Well, Pappy, that there is a roof.
A roof? Pretty, ain't it?
Why don't we put one on our house?
It ain't sanitary, that's why. Keeps all the air out. And them pigs of ours need plenty of air.
Oh, I nearly forgot, Pappy. There's going to be a big election rally tonight in town, and they want you and all the other candidates for sheriff to make a speech.
Why, fine, I'll be there. Say, did you find out who's going to be running against me for sheriff?
Yes, Paul. Rudolph Hatfield.
Hatfield! I told you never to mention that darn name in my house.
I don't care what you say. I love Rudy Hatfield, and I'm going to marry up with him.
Over my dead body.
Pappy, you should know what I'm thinking.
You ain't never to see that Rudy Hatfield again, understand? Now get out about your work. Get out there and plow them 30 acres. And if you do a good job next week, I'll get you a plow.
Glad I could get you. Let's sit down.
I'm supposed to be a plowing. If Pappy catches me here, I'll be in real trouble.
That Pappy yours got you plowing again, eh? Well, don't worry, honey. After we're married, you ain't going to have to pull no big plow all by yourself.
I ain't?
Nope. Going to team you up with a horse.
You're so sweet to me, Rudolph. Rudolph, move over here just a little bit closer.
Ye gosh, I don't want to.
Aw, come on.
What?
Ah, you know. Don't you see I got my lips all puckered up?
Gal, you were hinting at something.
Oh, Rudolph, ain't you gonna kiss me?
Well, shucks, gal, what do you want? I kissed you only 2 weeks ago last Tuesday.
Oh, Rudolph, I don't know why you treat me this way. I try so hard to be romantic, but it's no use.
I don't understand, honey, what you're trying to say.
How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. Oh, do me right, or else just let me be. I can beat you doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? I ain't done nothing to you. Oh, if you rave, I'll have to get you told. I can change your temperature from hot to cold. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do?
That show was pretty, Dinah.
Thank you, honey.
Aha! So I kissed you, huh?
Happy!
Sparking my daughter, eh, Hatfield? If I thought you was a kissener, I'd slap your face. Now tell me, are you kissing?
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
Then I'm a kissing.
Then I'm a slapping.
So long.
So long.
I'm so worried about all this fighting.
Don't worry, honey. Someday we'll set down in our own little home. Just you and me, sugar.
You sure that someday you won't forget me for some prettier gal?
Prettier than you? Why, honey, that can't be.
If there is someone lovelier than you, then I am blind, a man without a mind. If there is someone lovelier than you, but no, I am not blind. My eyes have traveled everywhere in hopes that I might find a creature I'm so fair. There is someone lovelier than you. By all that's beautiful, such beauty and
now, while we wait for the big political rally to elect the sheriff, let's hear the results of another election from Mary Preston of the Seal Test Laboratory Kitchen.
Hello, everyone.
Say, Mary, tell us, what dessert has been voted the most popular during August?
Well, Ford, the returns so far show an overwhelming victory for Red Raspberry Royale, the Seal Test supervised ice cream of the month. It's simply impossible to improve upon that glorious new ice cream as a summer treat. Red Raspberry Royale. Oh, how well that name fits it. Royally couldn't ask for anything more thrillingly delicious than those real crushed red ripe raspberries folded into smooth, creamy vanilla ice cream. And remember, it will only be here during August.
Why not send out for some tonight and give your family a rare, delicious treat? Red Raspberry Royale is sold only at dealers featuring the Seal Test supervised ice cream. So be sure to look for the red and white Seal Test symbol.
And that is important, mothers. It means that Seal Test men in white and the scores of laboratories making up the system, check the purity, quality, and wholesomeness of the products which bear that symbol.
And shortly, we'll tell you where to buy Seal Test Supervised ice cream, milk, and other dairy products. Now, back to the Hatfields and McCoys with Rudy Valley as Hatfield, Walter O'Keefe as McCoy, and Dinah Shore as Dinah McCoy. We join the great political rally where Rudy Hatfield and Walter McCoy are about to engage in debate before the assembled voters.
Tomorrow we're electing a new sheriff for this here town. Either Rudy Hatfield or Walt McCoy. I now turn you over to the first candidate. A man of few words. And he can't spell them. Walt McCoy.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, children, mules, pigs, jackasses, and Hatfields. Folks, my good neighbors, my good friends, as I look over your faces tonight, the thought comes over me that I belong here, that I'm one of you, and it's a pretty revolting thought. Now, if I'm elected sheriff, folks, I'll wipe out every clip joint in this country from sunny California to the rock-bound coast of Maine.
Just a minute, McCoy. You can't find a clip joint in Maine.
You probably call it a lodge. Now, folks, I'm not a-running for this here job of sheriff because it's an easy job with short hours, big pay, and a chance to make a lot of graft. But can anybody else give a better reason? Furthermore, folks, what my opponent says is a lot of hooey.
Louder.
Hooey! Hooey!
Louder!
Hatfield, are you deaf?
No, but while you're up there, you might as well call my hogs home.
They are home. And now... and now, before I turn you over to my worthy opponent, Rudy Hatfield, I just want to say, may the best man win. And if he does, I'll demand a recount. Okay, Hatfield, the platform's yours.
Folks, this is more than a political quarrel. Old man McCoy has sore at me because his daughter loves me. Only last night, me and her was out together in the moonlight...
Wait, just a minute, Hatfield. Is that my daughter's lipstick on your collar?
It ain't Red Raspberry Royale. Folks, in this here town, as I look into your bright, intelligent faces, I know that you're going to elect me sheriff, and I'll make you the best sheriff you ever had.
That's what you think, Hatfield. They're going to elect me.
You'll never be the sheriff, McCoy. The sheriff's got to have some education. You ain't never been to school.
Why, certainly I've been to school.
Can you smell the spell, cat?
I smelt something. I didn't know what it was. Now, read it again. Read it again.
Can you spell cat?
Can I spell cat? Well, I ain't been to high school.
See that, folks? You can't do nothing for these folks, McCoy.
I can do a lot for them.
What, for instance?
Just hand me my guitar and I'll tell you all about it. If a sheriff I'm elected, I will see that you're protected from the danger that a stranger might provide. Vote for me and you'll be sure I won't let no revenuer find the stills up in the hills where we reside.
We reside.
We reside.
We reside.
We reside.
We reside.
Find the
stills up in the hills where we reside.
I'm a fearless mountain boy. I'm that fearless Walt McCoy. Ain't no critter that's more fitter to be sheriff. Your Honor, Rudy.
Thank you, Walter.
Can you thank smell?
You have heard this varmint spouting, but you better do some doubting. Ain't no fella that's more yellow than McCoy. Why, I'll tear all of my hair if you decide to make him sheriff. Don't you make that big mistake, because I'm your boy.
He's your boy.
I'm your boy. I'll do my duty just as sure as my name is Rudy. It's a cinch that my first pinch will be McCoy.
Okay, Rudy. I won't stoop to do much slinging. It's beneath my fine upbringing, but attention, while I mention he's a punk.
Who's a punk?
Now I'm a sweet and honest cussin', for I don't indulge in cussin', and from pranks like robbing banks, I've always shrunk.
He's
I have shrank.
Oh.
I have shrinken.
And for pranks like robbing banks, he's always shrunk.
I'm a smooth and silky feller with a manner, my Nan Miller. And in time you'll find that I'm the real McCoy.
We don't want a smooth as silk man. What we need here is a milkman. Vote for me because I'm seal test supervised.
He's a seal test.
Now look here, Hatfield. Just because we perpetrated a song together, don't think I'm a making up with you. I still don't like you. I don't like anything about you. I don't like your name. I don't like your face. Your curly hair. I hate your clothes, your shoes, your socks, your shirt, your hat.
What about my tie?
Oh, that's darling. And another thing, Hatfield. Not only will I shoot you if I catch you with my daughter, but I'll also pump you full of lead if I catch you stuffing ballot boxes. None of that political taxidermy. Give Valley 5 minutes now to find out what the word means.
That all you got to say to me?
No, Hatfield. The last thing I want to say to you the night before election is that I think you're a double-crossing bunt.
When you say that, McCoy, smile.
I will not.
Oh, come on, just a teeny weeny smile.
No, I'd run.
Why not?
I got two front teeth missing.
And now, while we're waiting for the election results, suppose we tell you where to buy that sensational popular favorite, Red Raspberry Royale. Here we go to all those communities where seal tests, supervised ice cream, and milk are sold. Ready?
In New York City and suburbs, the seal test supervised milk is Sheffield Farm. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castle's. In northern New Jersey, it's Castle's and Moglia. And it's at Hydrox, Castle's, and Moglia dealers that you'll find that sensational new Red Raspberry Royale. It's been years since we've produced an ice cream which made such an instant and tremendous hit. You'll know why when you taste those juicy red ripe raspberries folded into the creamy goodness of our vanilla ice cream. Just send out to your nearest Hydrox, Castle's, or Moglia dealer. Ask for Red Raspberry Royale, the seal test supervised ice cream for August. Sheffield Farms Company suggests you try seal test homogenized milk containing 400 added units of vitamin D. It's seal test supervised. But now back to the little mountain town where Hatfield and McCoy are running for sheriff.
Whoa, whoa there, Hossie. I didn't hear you.
Happy.
Give me my gun, daughter. Give me my gun. I'm going out to get that Sir Rudy Hatfield. He's been a-cheating on the election. He's been stuffing the ballot boxes.
Stuffing the ballot boxes? Well, when did you see him doing it?
Every time I went in to vote. Well, give me my gun. I'm off to get that Hatfield.
Gee whiz. I reckon I'm the only girl in these hills whose pappy's going out with a shotgun to prevent a wedding. Come in. Rudy.
Dinah, Sugarfoot.
Rudy, I got something I want to tell you, honey.
Whisper it in my ear, honey.
Pappy's going to shoot you.
I'd love to have you whisper it.
You what?
Pappy said he's going to put so many holes in you, you'll feel the draft before it's passed.
Yes, I think he's bluffing.
I don't know. Pappy's mighty quick on that trigger. He shot his own cousin once just because his bird dog pointed him.
Well, thanks for telling me, honey. I'll be careful. But I got to do my duty. I got to shoot the pants off an old count varmint.
More! Get the kids in the house. There's going to be trouble.
Watch out.
Walt McCoy and Rudy Hatfield are out of gun for one another, Ma.
Board up the windows and hide the livestock. Little be a flying.
It's too late, Ma. They're a meeting now, right in front of the house.
Ah!
Don't look, Ma. Don't look. They're coming face to face.
Oh,
Hello.
Hello. Walt, looking for me?
Yeah.
Here I am.
Hello, Rudy.
You toting the gun?
Yeah. My trigger finger itches.
Itches?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Scratch.
Walt?
Yeah.
You're a dog.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Scratch.
Been campaigning?
Yeah. Kissing babies.
Get votes?
No. Colin.
You vote?
Yeah. 6 times.
That's cheating.
That's politics.
Well, then what's cheating?
Getting caught.
How do the votes stand?
We're tied.
Look, there's two Hatfields voting for me. I'm two ahead.
We're tied.
But I ain't voted yet.
You ain't gonna vote. Stand back, I'm gonna blast.
Pappy, don't shoot my Rudolph.
Stand aside, daughter.
But I love him.
Stand aside, daughter.
But we were married last night. He's my husband.
Stand aside, widow.
But, Paul, he ain't your enemy no more. He's your son.
My son?
Pappy!
Sonny boy!
Pappy, we Hatfields and McCoys don't have to keep on feuding. We can live here in peace together.
Well, maybe you're right. There's room here for both of us, I guess.
Sure is. Down here in the mountains, we have everything a man needs to be happy. We have our homes and our families. We have the right to live our own lives. And best of all, we have our land. Our good green land. Let me stand with the grip of the plow in my hand. On the good green acres of home, my land, where a friend is treasured and your wealth is measured by the strength of heart and hand. Let me live with the sun and the wind and the while I plant my acres with golden grain. Let me build my love nest with a stick and a stone on the good green acres of a home, my home, the good.
It would not be fitting to close our satire of those early mountain folk without paying a sincere tribute to their pioneer spirit, their sturdy Americanism. From those hardy ancestors have sprung many a great statesman, lawyer, doctor, and business leader. And many of them today proudly bear the names of Hatfield and McCoy. Next week, I'm going to be Robert Burns. This is Rudy Valley saying au revoir.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.